get up on a horse's back. You see,
love to ride him.
Yeah, today I ride him. Yesterday I
rode him.
And many times I have.
Many times I've ridden a horse.
Sure, and you're riding on a man is riding on a horse. He wasn't a very experienced rider, and you might say he fell the horse. He was on the horse's back, and he fell.
He fell off the horse.
Sure, and a little boy is in bed, and you say he fell what bed? He fell
from the bed.
Okay, and horses, these things that are shaped like this and are nailed to the horses.
Horseshoes, horseshoes.
All right. Now, what are these nailed to?
Hmm?
These the horseshoes are nailed to the horse's what?
Nailed to his foot, to his hoof.
Okay. And then what's the plural of hoof?
Huh?
The plural of hoof. One hoof, two?
Hooves, they sold them.
Okay.
The yes is hooves, oh. Where you get. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a term for a male sheep?
He's a ram, yeah.
Okay. Any special words that are there used around women instead of ram?
I don't know. They could use my book.
Okay. And then a term for female sheep?
She's a ewe.
All right. And then going back to horses, you mentioned a stallion. Before, didn't you? Or you didn't? I didn't ask you. A male breeding animal, a horse, a male horse.
He's standing on a stud horse.
Okay. And you felt very comfortable using either of those terms around women?
Yeah, I wouldn't feel anything wrong with saying a stallion and a man would have missed some misses.
Okay.
Because misses don't mean a darn thing that she's a married woman.
Okay. On a sheep's back, the stuff they cut off a sheep's back is called what?
Wool.
All right. And on a hog's back, there's
hair.
Or on a brush.
Hmm?
On a brush or a toothbrush. Things on a toothbrush that stick up. And it's the same word you sometimes use for the hair on a hog's back.
Talking about brushes?
Yeah, bristles, I meant.
Bristles?
Yeah. And then a hog, especially a wild one, has two
tusks.
All right. And hogs eat from a
trough.
And the plural of that?
Huh?
And two of those, two. One trough, two.
Two troughs.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, did you ever have any wild hogs around here?
Never heard of any wild hogs.
Okay, so you don't have any term for wild hogs then. Okay. Now I want to go back and pick up some things, and these things will strike you as silly, but they're just for pronunciation, okay? All right, first thing I want you to do is to count.
Count?
Yeah. Just okay. Start counting, and I'll tell you when to stop. It's just...
It's the numerals, one at a time?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Okay. Say that last one again.
14.
Okay. And then the number after 19.
20.
And the number after 26.
27.
And the number after 29.
30.
And after 39.
After 39, 40.
The number after 69.
70.
And the number after 99. After 99.
99, 100.
And after 999.
1,000.
And after 999,999.
1,000,000, you're getting beyond me.
Okay, well, that's as far as I'm going to go. Now, if there were 10 men walking along in a line, 11 men, let's say, walking along in a line, and you'd call the last man the 11th man,